Cloud cost allocation. Building a chargeback model. That engineering will accept chargeback models fail when finance builds them without engineering buy-in. Here's how to design an allocation methodology that's accurate enough for finance and fair enough for engineering. The word chargeback makes most engineering leaders uncomfortable. It conjures images of finance invoicing teams for infrastructure they don't control, creating political friction without improving decisions. And honestly, when chargeback is implemented poorly, that's exactly what happens. But chargeback, when it's designed well, is one of the most effective mechanisms for making engineering teams behave like owners of the resources they provision. The goal isn't punishment, it's accountability. And the difference between a chargeback model that creates accountability and one that creates resentment is almost entirely in the design. Chargeback versus showback. Start with the right question. Before building a model, the first question is whether you need chargeback. Teams are actually charged against their budgets, or showback. Teams see their costs, but aren't financially accountable for them. Showback is easier to implement and creates less friction. Teams see how much they're spending. The information is visible. But because there's no financial consequence, the incentive to act on it is limited. Showback works in organizations with strong cost culture and mature FinOps practices. It's often a necessary stepping stone. Chargeback creates real accountability because actual budgets are affected. It requires more precise allocation, more organizational alignment, and more governance. But it produces better outcomes. Teams that are charged for infrastructure consistently spend less than teams that just see reports. The right starting point depends on your organizational maturity. If teams don't currently know what their infrastructure costs, start with showback. If teams know their costs but don't act on them, chargeback is the mechanism that changes behavior. The three allocation methods. Most chargeback models use one of three approaches, or a combination. Direct allocation, tag-based, the most accurate method. Cloud spend is attributed to teams based on resource tags. If a team properly tags all their resources, their chargeback is their actual spend. No estimates, no formulas. The limitation. This only works where tagging is complete. Untagged spend can't be directly attributed, and in most organizations, some portion of infrastructure, networking, shared tooling, security, genuinely isn't owned by a single team. Proportional allocation, shared or untaggable spend, is distributed across teams based on their share of total tagged spend. If Team A represents 40% of tagged spend, they receive 40% of unallocated shared costs. This is simple and defensible, but imprecise. Teams with small tagged footprints but heavy use of shared infrastructure will feel undercharged. Teams with large tagged footprints but light use of shared infrastructure will feel overcharged. Activity-based allocation, shared costs are distributed based on actual usage signals, networking costs by bytes transferred, database costs by queries executed, storage costs by GB stored. This is the most accurate approach for shared infrastructure, but requires more instrumentation to implement. In practice, most mature chargeback models use direct allocation for owned resources, proportional or activity-based allocation for shared infrastructure, and a governance process for contested allocations. The shared infrastructure problem. Every organization has infrastructure that doesn't belong to a single team. The question is how to allocate its cost fairly. The categories that create the most allocation disputes: shared networking, transit gateways, NAT gateways, VPN connections, Direct Connect. These costs exist to support the entire organization, but are used differently by different workloads. Activity-based allocation, bytes transferred, is the most defensible approach. Shared data platforms, data lakes, Kafka clusters, shared analytics infrastructure. Usage-based allocation, storage consumed, processing consumed, is most fair, but requires instrumentation. Security and compliance tooling, guard duty, security hub, cloud trail, compliance scanning. These are genuinely overhead costs that benefit everyone equally. Proportional allocation is typically the right approach. CI/CD and developer tooling, build pipelines, artifact repositories, testing infrastructure. These often scale with team size or deployment frequency, which can be used as allocation keys. For each shared service, the question is, what is the fairest proxy for consumption? Start there, not with what's easiest to calculate. What engineering will push back on? Understanding the objections before they arise makes the conversation more productive. I don't control those costs. This is often true for shared infrastructure, and sometimes true for owned resources where architectural decisions were made before the current team took ownership. The response, allocation isn't about blame, it's about ownership. A team that is charged for infrastructure costs has the budget authority to invest in reducing them. The allocation formula is wrong. Sometimes this is right. Allocation formulas are approximations, and teams that believe the approximation misrepresents their actual usage should be heard. Build a process for disputing and adjusting allocation methodology. This is healthy. We're being charged for things we can't see. This is the most legitimate objection and is entirely fixable. Every team should be able to see a detailed breakdown of what they're being charged for, resource by resource, service by service. If the allocation is a black box, expect resistance. This will change how we architect things. This is the intended outcome. If chargeback causes an engineering team to think more carefully about resource provisioning, that's not a side effect. It's the goal. The governance layer A. Chargeback model without governance is a spreadsheet. Governance is what makes it an organizational system. Dispute process. Teams need a mechanism to flag allocations they believe are incorrect with a defined process for reviewing and correcting them. Without this, errors accumulate and trust erodes. Change notification. When the allocation methodology changes, teams need advance notice. Retroactive changes to chargeback are deeply unpopular and undermine the predictability that makes budgeting possible. Exclusion policy. Some costs genuinely shouldn't be charged back. One-time migration costs, experiments being run at the direction of leadership, infrastructure for sunset products. Define what's excluded and why. Review cadence. Allocation methodologies need to evolve as architectures change. A quarterly review of the model. Are the allocation keys still appropriate? Is the tagging coverage still accurate? Prevents the model from becoming stale. Making it stick. The chargeback models that succeed have a few things in common. They're built collaboratively. Finance defines the financial requirements. Engineering defines what's technically feasible. The model that emerges is a negotiated agreement, not a unilateral imposition. They're visible before they're consequential. Before chargeback goes live, give teams 60-90 days of showback data so they can see what they'd be charged. This allows errors to be identified before they affect budgets and gives teams time to optimize before charges are real. They're tied to budget authority. A team that is charged for infrastructure should have the authority and the budget to invest in reducing it. Chargeback without the corresponding budget authority creates accountability without agency, which is the structure most likely to produce resentment, and they're treated as a tool, not a penalty. The question is never, why are you spending so much? It's what would you do differently if you had more budget flexibility, and what does it take to get there? Cost Defender surfaces cost allocation data by team, environment, and product, giving finance the allocation view they need and engineering the granular detail that makes the conversation productive.